shuffling bad bits. Locomotive breath runs the old-time music. Headlong to his death, he feels the piston scraping, steam breaking off his brow.
If you guys are aware of this or not, but all kinds of interesting things are happening in Iran. Aside from getting hit with COVID, one of the hardest nations, mass graves and all, crippling economic sanctions from the United States and all of that, they just got another explosion went on there. We have a clip I sent you over from Fox, General Zionist Keane. You know, it amazes me that we have these generals that can look the American people in the face, knowing that they support a Bolshevik-started, funded state. That really, what is our problem with Iran? Our problem with Iran started when we wanted their oil, and their nationally, their democratically elected official, Mossadegh. He was a non-religious. He wasn't one of those hardliners that they complain about today. That was brought on by the United States and Israel. That's what that was brought on by. Because Mossadegh wanted to nationalize the Iranian oil. Imagine that. How the greedy bastard, right? So, of course, the CIA goes in, topples them, and now we're engaged with this propaganda war. People are made to believe that Iranians are evil. It's just, oh, God, it hurts my head. My head hurts. Your thoughts, Rachel? I know she's there somewhere. I guess I lost her. Anyway.
I'm here. It just takes me a minute to hit the unmute button. I definitely think that there's something to be said about, you know, Iran getting hit that hard, even if Trump occasionally threatens them or, you know, pulls back and says, no, we're not going to go to war, whatever game that he wants to play there. So I tend to think that it's very odd that they're hit that hard.
Yeah. Well, this you should have heard this general. We're going to hear him in a second. I sent him over. I think I sent over the right clip. Yeah, it's ready. Check this out. Now tell me, you're going to want to stop this in the middle of it. I know you are, because I wanted to a couple times. But go ahead, roll it.
Well, for the third time in 3 weeks, there was a major explosion of what's suspected to be a sensitive military site in Iran. The latest occurred yesterday morning in western Tehran and caused widespread power outages. As of now, it remains unclear who or what is behind these string of explosions. There have been three of them, including one at the Parchin military site, another one where they make centrifuges for their nuclear program. Joining us now is retired General Jack Keane, Fox News military strategic analyst. General Keane, we had Stuxnet, that computer virus to sabotage their computers. What do you think's behind these mysterious explosions?
Well, there's actually, in the last several months, there's been dozens of so-called accidents that the Iranians claim have been taking place, and largely they're explosions or fires. That is no longer a credible claim, given the sheer numbers of them. And as you noted, just in the last couple of weeks, we've had a missile production plant that exploded. We had their advanced centrifuge plant, which exploded with an incredible fire, which literally destroyed the place and set the nuclear program back at least a year, Eric, or possibly two. And then this week, there's been two other power plants that have had explosions and a chemical gas leak in another plant. I mean, it's pretty obvious there's two countries that have the capability to do this. One is the United States. The other is Israel. You mentioned the cyber attacks that took place a decade ago. The United States was involved in that with the Israelis. It's a matter of public knowledge now. The Israelis conducted an assassination campaign against Iranian scientists, which you also mentioned early on. And then in 2018, Eric, the Israelis penetrated deep into Tehran, the capital of Iran, and took out of a warehouse, a secure warehouse, a half a ton of classified information, which they turned over to the UN inspectors, and they documented the fact that Iran was developing a nuclear weapon. So what is happening here? This is a covert espionage campaign likely being conducted by the Israelis and being assisted by informants inside Iran and others who are part of the resistance movement in Iran.
I was going to mention the National Council of Resistance of Iran, huge group that have a lot of people out there on the ground potentially helping out in this.
Yeah, I don't think the Mossad, who is likely executing this, could do it without assistance. I mean, the most secret sites that Iran had were disclosed to us a number of years ago, and that came as a result of informants who knew where those sites were. So I think there is logically some cooperation. I believe it's a smart strategy. If you accept the objective that we don't want Iran to have nuclear weapons with missiles that can deliver them, and I'm one of those who supports that, then the strategy that the Israelis are doing, likely with support from the United States, at least in terms of moral support, any intelligence they could give would assist them, It's fairly savvy, and here's why. Because it gives the Israelis deniability. And what we're not dealing with is airstrikes that are going into these missile sites and nuclear sites. Obviously, it would be known that the Israelis are delivering that, and that would force the Iranians to do what? To escalate up. And this gives them the capability of denying it and making them much more patient and less likely to have this cyber espionage and also kinetic espionage, which we're seeing, lead to war. The Iranians don't want that. And the Israelis, I think, are executing a strategy which right now already has slowed this program down a year or two, and they may not be finished yet.
Quickly, 30 seconds, do you think we have other tricks up our sleeves to try to set the nuclear program back?
Oh, yes. And certainly cyber activity is one of our strongest suits and also one of the Israelis' suits as well. No, they're not finished. But I do think, I don't believe the Iranians are going to respond very strongly, because I believe they're waiting for the November elections in the United States to see who wins that election and to determine who they should negotiate with.
All right, and if
God help me. You know, watching news today is like watching the cartoons. Oh, Jesus. There's absolutely no reason we need to be in any form of conflict. If you know, I go back to saying this, I'm going to be putting out a video on this later today, I hope. I'm having a really hard time producing any content. But if you just look back to, you guys go to rtrtruthmedia.com, right? So I'm going to do rtrtruthmedia.com. And in the search engine, type in JFK. When you do that, you'll an article will pop up. And I'd like you guys to, if you guys are sitting at home, you know, by your computer and you can do this, I appreciate if you would bring it up. You guys in the chat room, by the way, I haven't forgotten you guys in the chat room. I just sent you over one link. It's really kind of hard. I'm just getting some of my capabilities back here. And just every time I do something, man, it gets messed up. It's my third computer in the past, I don't know, a month and a half. Just never ceases to amaze me. Anyway, type in JFK. that lets me here. JFK. Well, it's not letting me do it. I don't know why. See, this is the stuff I'm dealing with. I type in JFK, something simple, into a search. Nothing wants to work. Wonder why. Anyway, it'll bring up a letter. Anyway, this is in this is a letter from JFK to Ben Gurion. And he foresaw all of this. If they'd listened to him, we wouldn't be where we are right now. But of course, we all know what happened to him. Now, scroll down. If you get to that article, scroll down. There's an opening where I have to, you always have to feel the necessity to justify what you're doing because of the attacks that come. But if you scroll down, you'll see this is a telegram from the Department of State to the embassy in Israel, transmitting the text of a letter from President Kennedy to Israeli Prime Minister Ben-Gurion on arrangements to visit Dimona. Verbatim text. You should deliver following letter from President to Prime Minister Ben-Gurion. Dear Mr. Prime Minister, I welcomed your letter of May 12th, and I'm giving you careful study. Meanwhile, I've received blah, 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 ambassadors, comments on the subject. I'm sure you'll agree there's no more urgent business for the whole world than the control of nuclear weapons. We both recognized this when we talked together 2 years ago, and I emphasized it again when I met with Mrs. Meir just after Christmas. The dangers in the proliferation of national nuclear weapon systems are so obvious that I am sure I need not repeat them here. It is because of our preoccupation with this problem that my government has sought to arrange with you for periodic visits to Dimona. When we spoke together in May 1961, you said we might make whatever use we wished of the information resulting from the first visit of American scientists to Dimona, and that you would agree to further visits by neutrals as well. I had assumed from Mrs. Meyer's comment that there would be no problem between us on this. We are concerned with the disturbing effects on world stability, which would accompany the development of nuclear weapons capability by Israel. The ones that we fund and we give all the money. The ones that stole our nuclear secrets and material from the Google NUMEC. Actually, I think it's in this article that I wrote. Now, we are concerned with the disturbing effects on world stability, which would accompany the development of nuclear weapons capability by Israel. I cannot imagine that the Arabs would refrain from turning to the Soviet Union, all if he only knew how in bed Israel was with them. For assistance, if Israel were to develop nuclear weapons capability, with all the consequences this would hold. But the problem is much larger than its impact on the Middle East. Development of a nuclear weapons capability by Israel would almost certainly lead other larger countries that have so far refrained from such development to feel that they must follow suit for their own existence. So what we are demonizing these people for, and like I said, I am not I'm not pro-Iran or anti-Iran. I'm pro-truth. It's about truth. Okay? It may not be comfortable. It may not be it may not fit with your political poison, but let me tell you, I call it poison for a reason. It's poison of the brain. When you pick a party, it's like you have to be, if you're conservative, you have to be an enemy of Iran. And if you're liberal, you have to be a bleeding heart. It's Hegelian dialectics. The two-party system is ridiculous. It makes people look at the truth and they can't discern it. It was exactly what Yuri Bresmanov said active measures would cause. That Americans would be able to look at the truth right in their face and they wouldn't even be able to discern what the truth is. What about Vanunu? Vanunu, he comes forward and he says, yes, Israel has like, what, 300 nuclear weapons. Then who knows what they have now? They put him in prison. They shine lights in his cell for 2 years straight. The kind of things that they do to you. Now, let me tell you something. I've been in solitary. lights on 24 hours a day. That's how it is in solitary. And it drives you insane. Certainly drives you insane. But he gets out. What does he say? Doubles down. I love this man. He's got the colunes of an elephant. Okay. What does he say? Yeah, I hate to say it, but it was Israel that took out JFK. Well, you knew that. Thank you, Michael Collins Piper. God rest your soul, brother. God rest your soul. The work that Michael Collins Piper did on that is I may just re-upload that as well. People need to hear that. And folks, we're not talking about a religion. We're talking about a government. We're talking about a force that just must dominate everything everywhere. That's not anti-Semitic to say this, because more than half of them, if not more than that, don't even follow any religion. If they did, they couldn't do half of the crap that they do. Thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, bear false witness, thou shalt not murder. How many of those rules are they following, Christians? Oh, by the way, Vanunu became a Christian when he was in jail. I didn't know that. Just found that out. I thought that was pretty interesting. I just don't know. It robs me of my ability to go any further with this. I mean, just, it's so obvious. Anyway, the letter goes on. Development of nuclear weapons capability by Israel would almost certainly lead to other large countries that have so far refrained from such a development to feel that they must follow suit. Absolutely. He was spot on. Way to go there, bud. This is why I defend, this is why I won't get off of Kennedy. I know he's a Democrat and all that. Sometimes I get my stones broken over defending a Democrat so much. But, you know, it is what it is. The man, he definitely had aspects to him that I did not like. He wasn't very good about staying faithful to his wife, and I don't respect that too much. But he and his brother, for whatever reason, I don't know what reason it was, but their assassinations are tied together, too. Let me tell you, we always talk about JFK. We very rarely ever bring up Robert Kennedy. What it did when Kennedy was killed and Johnson took his place, they pretty much neutered Robert Kennedy from being able to do anything about it. This is how you know, you Americans, please don't be so stupid as to believe that these men that ascend to these offices are any way any kind of saint. Because let me tell you something, Johnson, he hated Kennedy. He hated Kennedy. And what he did to Bobby Kennedy, in words, he was full of it. But what he did was he took his power away to be able to do anything. Especially about Israel, because what Bobby was trying to do was he was trying to force the what is now AIPAC, the World Zionist Council, whatever it was, to register as a foreign agent, right? And they were fighting back against that big time. They couldn't have that. Still to this day. And they are a foreign agent. We have the ADL, who is the arbiter of truth on YouTube now, who was caught red-handed committing espionage in this country, getting information on American citizens that was illegal for them to have. They got it from police stations. And we have a general that so many people respect this man so much. I would like to spit in his face because he's a treasonous traitor. Anybody who backs any of this, as far as I'm concerned, are all in the same group. They're traitors, and they are in control of this ship. I don't know what you guys want to do about it, but I know what I'd like to do about it. See, I'm just one person, disabled dude now, and because I tell you, I wish I had 30 years back right now, because that's how bad I want to fight. We'll be right back, RTR Truth Media.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Welcome back, RGR Truth Media.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Okay, so a good friend, an old friend of mine has been with me for a long time, Mer Bailey, in the chat room. By the way, if you guys feel like going to the chat room, it's Resurrect the Republic Chatango, all one word, resurrecttherepublicchatango.com. And you can chat with us there or drop links or whatever. But she had said politics weren't a big deal in her house, but her father was a Democrat and her mother was a Republican. It was no big deal. And I understand that. And they could get along because back in the day, I mean, when I was a kid, you could be a Republican and or a Democrat and not want to kill each other or be so polar opposite that it was uncomfortable to be around. This is what I'm saying, that it is not really no big deal. What it is a form of mind control that is through active measures that is really just it's brilliant. They learned all of this stuff. You got to understand, from World War II, they learned and they infiltrated. And this is what's happening now. You have funding of a Bolshevik Ben Gurion. I am a Bolshevik. I mean, you can't get any more clear than that. And we funded it. Yet Trump is pulling out of the WHO because they're communists. Oh God, this is so frustrating. The communists didn't take over our country a year or two ago. They've been here. They've been infiltrating. They have been up our keister the whole time. And their method, their mechanism for getting into the United States and penetrating it so bad was the Holocaust. Come on in, guys. They sent Bolsheviks. I have the CIA records. I did the report. It says very clearly 80% of the emigres coming in, the Arabs were screaming, not because they were being overrun by Jews. They couldn't care less. It was communists. We're being overrun by communists, they said. I have it in black and white. The CIA went on to Truman's desk, and Truman still funded them. I call that treason. Just like these general, this general that just put, Rachel, you might, or Chris, you might want to take over. I need to take over.
Well, with General Soleimani, as we know, we assassinated him with Israeli intelligence, among others. And if you remember, back when Obama was still in office, so you can see it's not a Republican-Democrat thing at all. Back when Obama was in office, Iran was actually the one to step in and help Afghanistan and Iraq actually repel ISIS. Okay.
Yes.
Okay? ISIS, terrorism. And they were begging, Iraq, I believe, was begging in their northern provinces for help, and Obama, you know, got the message. Yeah, we'll get back to you. We'll get back to you. We'll get back to you. They didn't just ignore them, but they didn't do anything about it because they're the ones behind ISIS. And guess what they do? They take out the Quds Force commander, Soleimani, because he was the only one doing anything about it. That's what they don't tell the people. Okay.
Yeah.
That's truth.
Yep. Yeah. You know, and I hate to say it. You know, some people say, like, you know, I'm going to have to respond to this guy soon because he's just the stuff that he puts out. I watched a video Brian Young did when he tried putting somebody in place who's claims to be a conservative, you know, pro-constitution, when he said something about to hell with your rights when it came to COVID or something like that. I reached out to Douglas DeCody, and I'm like, look, man, why don't we have a dialogue, just a conversation about this? And instead of, because he went the whole direction of these are libtards attacking me. And like, dude, calling me a liberal, go check out the Wikipedia article on the Malheur refuge takeover. Yeah, I'm a liberal, right? Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way. See, these people are so programmed, man. They
Wait, Tom. Tom, yeah. Aren't you sure you didn't hop on a flight to New York so you could go paint a Black Lives Matter, you know, mural?
Oh, yeah.
Blasio. Wasn't that you standing next to him with the
mural? Oh, yeah. That was me, all right. Woo! Yeah, I'm a lefty, though. See, I'm not a lefty or a righty because I was able to, and I have to thank Rachel. She was a part of this. She was a part of my pathway. I've divorced myself of party. I do refer to myself as a conservative because my all of my tenets are of a conservative nature. I'm against abortion, legalized abortion, the government even getting involved in these things. I'm against taxes, Federal Reserve. I'm absolutely limited, if any, government. I was for a long time. Limited, if any, was what I said about government, and that was a while ago. Now, I'm looking at this as the definition of insanity. We've always been told is to do the same thing over and over and over and over again and expect a different result. I'm done. I'm off the poison. I stopped taking the poison, and once I did, it even became clearer. Things became clearer. Oh man, I tell you what, I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's you know, the truth is the gateway to freedom, and and here's the thing too. We've had, you know, up until this point, we've had Obama, we've had Bush, we had Reagan, we had every kind of president under the sun, right? In any kind of political flavor, and we've still been at war. We've still, you know, been in other countries' business. We've still wasted tons of money. So essentially, I'm never dismissive of the idea that of the lesser of the evils argument. But what I keep repeating myself about is, why do we keep getting put in the position to have to pick an evil at all, right? Like the whole Joe Biden, you know, Trump debate and everything. I keep explaining, I understand Trump isn't as bad as Biden, you know, okay. But at the same time, why are we put in this position to have to pick between these two people at all, right? Like, that's the question I keep asking. And what do you do? Let's say Israel has taken over our government or whatever foreign entities, right? What do you do in that case, right?
Right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. RTR Truth Media.
Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our paychecks. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Well, there's a flood down in Texas. All of the telephone lines are down.
Because the Messiah got him. We're back. Archie Media. Oh, Lord have mercy. All the telephone lines are down. Just Mossad got them. Yep. Well, unit 8200.
Asbara, baby.
All right. You guys, we were talking about off. I didn't even hear this. Rachel, you want to start us out there with
what you found out? Sir, I'm just changing topics a little bit because we got limited time and I want to make sure we cover a variety of things that are going on. I'm sure a lot of our followers know about Ghislaine Maxwell, allegedly getting arrested in New Hampshire, and I say that because there's no mugshot, there's not much in terms of media. You know, I kind of joke that if she was arrested, TMZ would be all over it, if she's mm-hmm. such a popular socialite. We don't have really, don't mean to be negative here, but I'm just skeptical, right? Because we don't have tons of confirmation, even though her name is in mm-hmm. the jail system, and there's a number you can call, and I guess it has her information. We don't really definitively know, but apparently, it's like $5 million for her to be on bail, and she's trying to make a deal with prosecutors saying, oh, well, I haven't hung out with Epstein in years, and I never tried to flee the U.S., and, you know, so she's coming at it from different angles to try to get into a
witness protection
program.
That's why she stayed in New Hampshire.
That's one of the reasons. Well, Ryan Dawson of Anti-Neocon Report, who's wonderful, mm-hmm. he talks about the fact that, you know, Israel doesn't want to have her back because they're trying to distance themselves from the whole thing.
Sure.
And that it was harder for her to go to other countries because most of her financial support was in the United States, or that she had more people closer to her because, I mean, after Epstein either being in Argentina, we don't really know, right? Whatever happened to him, allegedly, mm-hmm. she has less support. So it makes sense that she would stick around the U.S. But in general, but she's trying to claim because of that. That was her attempt to, like, not leave and run away, whatever, right?
Nobody wanted me.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where things are going currently.
Oh, good Lord.
Separate from that, we know about Trump, you know, making a whole thing about leaving the WHO, which is good. You know, screw him.
Yeah, right? The communists. Yeah, but that was all window dressing.
Yeah, but the Trump administration is investing a ton of money into Gavi, which is Gates's project, the whole, like, global alliance for vaccine
alliance.
Yeah.
And there's an end, I know.
Yeah, and there's another paper. There's an article in the Chicago Tribune, which I posted a link, where this administration is investing in a small company that I've never heard of. It's called Epiject, APIJECT, that the government's giving them $138 million to produce a ton of vaccines by the end of the year. And I quote, it's offered another $456 million as part of a public-private partnership to bring online several new factories to make another 500 million devices to, quote unquote, contain the pandemic spread to minimize the loss of life and impact to United
and
States
economy. And to make
economy.
A boatload of money while we do it.
Oh, my goodness. Like, if it was about... Yeah.
If it was Trump is money, brilliant. I'll give it to Trump. He is brilliant. He's brilliant in a way that all of his supporters don't even realize.
Because what we need to do is look at the money trail, look at the contracts. You know, it's one thing to pull out of a huge organization for the optics, but then if you're quietly giving millions of dollars to all these vaccine companies we've never heard of before, or they're connected to Gates, I mean, it really does, you know, it's really
you can be more obvious than yeah. I tell you what, those Republicans, yeah, those MAGA Trumpsters, boy, I feel like, you know, I used to think that all of the lefties were the useful idiots. I hate to say it. And I don't mean that as an insult, as a term of insult. I mean that is what Stalin was referring to as a useful idiot, were people that would catapult the people that needed to be in place to be in place. And then you line them up against the wall and you shoot them when they become disillusioned.
Think of all the people who joined the Black Lives Matter movement because,
right,
at its core, there really is an issue with police and systemic racism and all these other things. However, what does that have to do with, like, Marxism and,
I wouldn't,
you know,
say
communism?
Systemic. Systemic has to be written into your law for it to be systemic. There may be bigots, and you know what?
Sure.
It goes with both sides. I know Black people that hate white people worse than some of the Klansmen I've met. And I think that both of them were created, KKK and Black Lives Matter. They were created by the system to be nihilist, be the nihilistic against each other. It's always the one against the other, the one against the other. And my Black friends that I grew up with, we talk on the phone, and when I tell them what's going on with this stuff, he's like, dude, I don't know, man, I don't know. This is some crazy shit. So the people I grew up with that were Black are like normal. They're cool. We can all talk. We can joke. I mean, they know the network that I'm on. There's been some people that have been kind of like really hardcore pro, you know, identitarian. That's cool. Whatever. I'm not into that thing. That's just me. I mean, my wife is of the same. She's Scottish and a little bit of Native American. So what I mean, is that why did I marry part brown person? I don't think of it like that.
It's all ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you guys know
there's actually more, I would argue there's more racist policies being passed. For instance, like, I don't see how they're not going to be abused, like in San Francisco, because of
it's all
the
abusive.
Whole, there's the Karen Act, right? That's C-A-R-E-N,
oh,
where
God.
If you're white, you know, let's say you're white and you call the police on someone that's Black. And this is based off of that incident in Central Park in New York where you had a bird watcher
into
a fight with Amy Cooper. Right. But let's say a white person calls the police on someone that's Black, they could get charged with some kind of a hate crime, or, you know, they could have some kind of legal retaliation because...
Yeah, that won't stand up in court. That won't stand up in court.
Like, how is someone going to determine that it was a racial incident?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. A case like that, and I've seen cases like this where people have tried to allege harassment or some kind of retaliatory thing when you call the police, and they can't prosecute those cases, because if they did, and I've seen this happen, I don't know how many times, it would you know, silence somebody who might need some help. So it's, you know, they can't do that. They can try and pass the law, but I mean, even for as crazy as times are, I don't think that one's going to fly. Even if they passed it, I don't think it would hold up. It would hold up in court.
Right. So I would argue all these new laws are going to create even more racism and division and problems.
Of course.
Because how do you
ding,
even?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah,
ding.
Of course.
That's what they want.
And cost.
And it's all distraction from
Saul
other
Alinsky,
things.
Don't forget Saul Alinsky used the legal system against itself to bring down America. Okay. So when you, what I mean by that is like, you have the BLM, right? Now the BLM at the time was when it started, it's just, you know, a bunch of good old boys out there just taking care of stuff. They weren't armed. They weren't militarized. None of that. But then you have the environmentalists that start suing them because they have people on the inside passing laws that that can be used against ranchers. And they wanted the cattle thing to stop. No more new in 92, cattle free in 93. Right. So they used the legal system against itself by suing BLM. Well, it's the same kind of thing when they write these laws. What they're doing is they know that they're going to create a firestorm of cases, which is a huge cost. It's an implosion, an attempt to implode the system. That's not a good way to take it out. Like I'm not a fan of government, but I'm also not a fan of the Saul Alinsky method of ridding yourself of the current government.
By the way,
and we have leaders in our government that are traitors.
Yep. Yeah.
Here's a little neat trick our viewers can do. If you want to know the state of the affairs in your country or what's going on, just Google guns and laws and see what comes up, because it'll pull up what's going on in different states, and usually the trend of that tells you what direction we're going.
Oh yeah,
like
I know what direction.
Every time. Right. In addition, I know it sounds obvious, but in addition to any sort of paper trails or money trails, that's how you can tell what the Trump administration or any administration is really up to, or government contracts, right? Just look at what gun laws are sort of sprouting and why. And that really reveals a lot of it, because the state at which people can protect themselves, that's really like, you know, the root of what's going on in your country, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Sure.
It does.
I'd venture that most Americans have no idea that the Pentagon sold us out and gave our entire war readiness and cloud program to a foreign entity known as Israel.
Yep.
Through Microsoft Azure.
Through Gates.
And they
through
have
Gates.
A cloud contract for our Pentagon.
Through Gates.
Absolutely. And Trump supported that move, okay? Full force, he supported that move.
Gates got his rocks off, and the United States didn't even get a reach around. That's all I'm saying.
Nope.
This is crazy.
And that
and
it's
right out in everybody's face. Right out in everybody's faces. Like, hello? And then after that happened, not too long after that, Gates resigned, right? Remember all the CEOs resigning?
Mm.
There's something to that, man.
Sure. En masse.
There is something to that.
Right. And
he
right,
said he
after,
wanted
right
to
after they did their little
charity.
Event 201 simulation.
Yeah, he wanted to focus on his charity now that he just – that cloud contract, how much money you think Gates pulled in on just that alone? Yeah, I'd be like, yep, I'm done. I'm going down to the islands. I'm going to see if I can spread my vaccines all over the world and kill as many of these useless eaters that I can.
God, his street cred in Tel Aviv went up like, whew, are you kidding me?
Why, they.
He's their man.
Oh, my Lord. And, you know, what hurts is that we can see this. It's so obvious to me. It's so obvious to all three of us right here, I think. We may have a little bit different perspective on it, but I think it's so obvious to what's going on here. I mean, Trump investing in private corporations, public-private partnership, that's called, ladies and gentlemen, corporate fascism. You don't want the government involved in investing your money in companies on behalf of the government, because you don't own it. They do. And they empower all their buddies. And make all their buddies billions of dollars while we sit out here and have to deal with the shelter in place and wear your mask. Yeah.
And muzzle.
And then what you can do too, again,
measures.
And what Bill Gates can do too, and we know this, is he could support different companies where his name isn't 100% on it, but he's, you know, funding these companies. So it looks like it's kind of like a fake diversity, a fake free market, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
sure. Just like the fake right left, you know, party politics.
Yep.
They do the same thing. Everywhere.
Hegelian dialectics, and I really, I have a feeling that a lot of it has been infiltrated by the Soviets. I think, I really do believe that there is a big Russian problem. It's kind of funny how they keep always
active
wanting
measures.
To bring up Russia. Yeah, active measures. And this whole Trump thing where He was accused of that ridiculous whatever they were. Even Van Jones said that it was a nothing burger when he got caught on the street interview. But that his little nothing burger wasn't so much of a nothing burger. It was a distraction. And it wears tires people out from hearing Russia, Russia, Russia.
Right. That's to the point where they don't even want to hear the truth when it is Russia.
Right. We're coming with them with the Bolsheviks. Look, Bolsheviks through Israel. But you're going after Trump because of Russia. Now you're finding a different angle. Oh, my God. Please. I have the CIA documents to show. You know what? Bresmanov said this. You could take evidence and stick it in front of their faces, and they will not be able to discern the truth from it. They won't be able to get it. Not until a boot comes crashing through the door and goes upside their bottom will they get it.
Not just that, but, I mean, the whole Southern District of New York, I mean, how much went down in New York between the NXVIM cults, and then you've got the Brofman people, and you've got, you know, Anthony Weiner, and like they sat on that laptop forever. I keep haranguing about this, right? When they found out he was producing child pornography, but they sent 15 FBI agents to investigate a noose in NASCAR when it wasn't really a noose. No problem.
Yeah, noose car.
Good.
Oh, yeah. This just came in from the chat room, and I want to read this out from Prester John, 1729. Never mind pulling out of the WHO, Trump should pull out of the UN Security Council. Maybe then we will see if Israel is held to account without the U.S. using their veto every time. That's why we're still in.
Oh, yeah, because we
every time to save Israel's ass. Israel has breached more UN Security Council resolutions than every country in the world combined. Nobody hates the UN more than Israel. America's role in the UN has been to save Israel's ass. Hey, you know what, Prester John, amen.
Right, because that's exactly we still have Agenda 2030 and then Agenda 21. Mm-hmm. Yeah, both of those? That's the long-term game.
Yeah,
ID 2020, absolutely.
Yeah, I refuse.
That's all tied. Like
I've refused to wear a mask. I go to these stores out here. The mask required. Nope, not me. Let's see. Call the cops.
Okay.
Because I'm not doing this.
I've seen the debate, you know, I've seen kind of the libertarian debate on Twitter where they're saying that private properties have the right to enforce that if they want to, right?
No, they're private property, that they're employees. You're open to the general public. First of all, it's not a law, okay? So here's part of their problem. If it were a law, you might have some ground with that. But they can't arbitrarily, businesses can't arbitrarily... They can tell you what you have to cover certain body parts. Would be modest. That's it. That's it.
But the point I was making on Twitter and kind of mentioning to people, which is even if a private business can say what they do or don't want you to wear on their property, whatever. Like, I understand the private property argument. My point is the businesses are being extorted by government, mainstream media, pharma companies. Like, all these people are pressuring them. And you have New York, for instance, saying, if you're a bar, we'll pull your liquor license if you allow people to come on the property without masks on. So the point is, I can understand
a bar?
The property.
How do they do that and drink? Because as soon as they lift their mask up, it's over with.
I know. It's ridiculous.
That's the hypocrisy of the whole thing.
Yeah, even restaurants or whatever.
Jeez.
How is it? Oh, the virus actually goes away while you're eating, and then when you're done and you put your mask on, then the virus returns. So it's actually scientists.
Well, people also don't understand the size of this, you know, particles. They go through the mask, just so people understand it. It's almost akin to a raindrop going through a basketball hoop. Just so people understand that it's a folly. It's a farce. Like, it's total slavery. It's a humiliation device. It's all
this. I won't play the
game. Here's the thing. And the mask can be multiple things at once. Like, that's what people need to understand. But they also need to understand, again, I get the argument that private businesses can mandate things, right, regardless of the law. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, they are being pressured to follow this protocol.
You know what they can't do? I'll solve it like this. It's very simple. I think of it like a lawyer because my dad was a lawyer and a judge. Very simple. The OSHA has on their website, that's our government, right? OSHA has that if your oxygen level is below a certain level, you are in a hazardous work environment for, you know, because that's what they do, occupational safety. So if that means that you're, and we've done this test now, we know it brings you down below that level of oxygen wearing the mask. So if that's the case, how can a business order you to injure yourself? You're going to hurt yourself so that you can come in and buy something. I will see them in court and wipe them off the floor. Be right back.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're back. We're almost out of time, darn it. You guys want to go? Where do we pick up on that we were just talking about? Where do we go back? Rewind the tape. Go ahead.
Okay, we're talking about the way that government treats private businesses, and I was just mentioning that Governor Whitmore in Michigan was trying to pass an edict saying businesses must refuse people who don't have a mask on. And
yes, you know, and what I said was that would do was open up the state to a huge liability, because what he would be doing, he'd be ordering businesses to demand that you harm yourself before coming in. Now, picture this, because Rachel, you said something about the private, you know, the private aspect of it. Picture if a business owner said, okay, here's a bat. You have to whack yourself in the forehead before you come in and buy anything from us. Okay. Wearing a mask like they ask you to wear it harms you, period. OSHA, it's very clear. It's on their website. I've been trying. I've been going into stores. I want to get a charge. I've been trying to get a charge. so that I could take this to court, because I would wipe them up, wham, over with. Go ahead. That's it. That's all I got to say.
And how about a Walmart that's subsidized by the government? You know, it adds that aspect to it, too.
Yeah, I think I'll go there today, too.
You know, they're extorting, blackmail. It's a whole lot of stuff going on. We're just going downhill. It's a Bolshevik 2020 revolution, and nobody sees it. Very few people see it.
Like I mentioned in New York, too, right? They're saying, oh, we're going to defund the police. We're going to do this and this and this. It's because they have a $12 billion track and trace program where they can try to get civilians to snitch on each other. And they're issuing, in certain parts of New York, they're issuing subpoenas if you refuse to respond to that track and trace, you know, calling your phone and trying to talk to you and ask who you've been in contact with. So that's, I think, again,
what?
Learned. Yes.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious. I don't know where specifically in New York. It's not where I live. It's some county. They were issuing subpoenas if you didn't pick up the phone when track and tracers were trying to get in touch with you.
Fuck off! Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize. No, I let that one slip. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
Well deserved.
Oh, my God. That's why they needed the Safe Act and disarm everybody first.
Yeah. So as you can tell from this episode alone, you know, Trump says one thing, he does another. People in New York, the governors, they do what they say one thing, they do another. Everyone is sort of virtue signaling for a specific thing, but all their actions show it's business as usual. It's the status quo as usual.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And while they can track and trace you wherever you are, they can't.
America, where are your balls?
Who is enslaved?
Every militia in America should be on their way to New York right now. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy talk.
I agree.
Well, remember, it's the U.S. where you're masking the citizens and unmasking Flynn. What do you expect?
Jesus.
Mic drop.
Good Lord, I never thought in my lifetime. I mean, I knew it was getting bad, and I knew it was coming to a head. But you know, my dad thought it was coming in his generation. I figured, you know, this is like a frog in the pot thing. Maybe we have some time to do something about it. I think we're out of time. We're out of time. We better do something about it now. I tell you what, America, you better find your sack. You better find some intestinal fortitude. You know what? I tried to be an example, right? I live by example. When the Bundy Ranch thing happened, I was there, rifle in hand. Now here, rifle in hand. Where are you, America? You're track and trace on your phone? Kiss my American ass! See you next Sunday.
Take care, man.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome to the face of the new democracy. Here in the land of the not so free. Oh, 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 oh.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.